So we are on page 4 of the English translation, and today we're going to discuss valid cognizance according to the
What is here? Then I'm not going to review. Okay.
Maybe it's if we always review, then our class will not finish. So, we really don't have to go according to this standard, you know. We try to get main point here. Now here we are talking about object, yeah? Way of asserting possessor. So, object possessor, before I already mentioned that, actually how many there are object possessor is can be consciousness, awarenesses, consciousness. Also, object possessor can be person, object possessor can be sound. Yeah? So, here, object possessor is really, really important to, important to, even those object possessor, even to we, is very important to even we talk about emptiness. Even we study path of Buddha attain enlightenment. If you really don't know object possessor, then it's very difficult to understand path of attain enlightenment. Path of attain enlightenment, Buddha paths, they are actually in a, there are 15 paths, different paths, you know. Then the Hinayana, they have two types of Hinayana. Hinayana, hearing Hinayana and solitary realizer Hinayana. And then we said Mahayana. Mahayana has also 5 paths and Hinayana 5 paths. Those all paths are object possessor. Why those all paths are object possessor? Why? Even we say everybody, I don't want to make a confusion. Just like path of accumulation, path of preparation, path of sin, path of meditation, path of noble learning, yeah? Those all are object possessor, yeah? Why? Why are they object possessor? Because they have object, yeah? Do they have different object or same object?
Different
object. That's why next we start talk about selflessness, personal selflessness is a phenomena. Those all are talking about object of those 5 paths. Yeah? Because it has object. Now you're clear because yeah, object, yeah? That's why those are objects. Now here even we're talking about emptiness is object. Object of what? Object of wisdom. Object of any path of sin or path of meditation. Yeah? Also, we say person. Person is object possessor, yeah? Person, yeah? Because person has object. It means, that actually doesn't mean person, object possessor. It really doesn't talk us. It really doesn't, not only us. It really think about path of preparation, who possess path of preparation. Who possess the path of learning? Because here we study object or possessor, those all are kind of method to study on getting those paths. 5 paths, yeah? But main point, but we have to really, what is advantage of learning object or possessor? Why are they talking about object possessor here? Why are they talking about valid cognizer, those consciousness? Why are they talking? But you get reason. Yeah, why are they talking about this? Yeah, here, yeah, object possessor. Then we say sound is object possessor. Why? Why is important talking about sound here? Why? Yeah, because here talking about, we talk about sound, awareness is person, or yeah? Awareness is, we just like go, is a kind of how, way to get in the path of those five paths. Then person, this is a kind of step of those who possess those paths. Now here we're talking about sound. Why are you talking about why talk sound? You think sound is not important or important? Why sound is important? You mean because we hear or this, just this thinking or what? Sound is because important, because we're talking about emptiness, you know? If there's no sound, if we don't talk emptiness, if we don't talk sound, you cannot explain emptiness without explain with sound. Can you explain emptiness without sound? Olaya. Tangi nalolaya koran. Toni kala deshi je undu sambalaya. Mide ja sam sed, mide ja da maja sed. Kanda ngazo toni sed, toni gaja dilaya. Mide dai ja da maja sed. Gaja koro toni gaja dra demba tubaje. Demba tubi duti laya. Toni gaja dilaya. Lonumila nayo ongi jaba maimba yurongi tumani dulumun tuba seta kanta loda minilaya. Chonzo umada kawata baina dikalaya tani da mingi jazon kalaya tonila manche dikal deshi jong da kanta miji yu shinchilaya miji yu shinchilaya teta njutsu tsun nyandu toba jiko nyandu rangshin legor dinza loda mingi zindina lo jagre dara da kanta Tatuna also ma rodu samala macho toni da do samala ya na kwa cha de cha gora dikan do gora ta kan na also shirab che la ya kan da ani nyumu ta ji pam bala also toni ha ko bala ya chi da mi sin kan de la du to ba sin kan de la du da sin kan de la du da yu che ta kan re to ba yu che ta kan ma da kan dikan ya che ji che ni ani also toni de si jam do gora din san di na lu le अनि ज्यादा दुसु समय दिन और शी गए जिसे तेरे से ताकत है चलो तो हम शी गए जिसे था को
So in Lama Tsongkhapa's treatise differentiating the interpretation
你有需要分中文吗不需要刚刚
He explains what emptiness
刚刚讲的
Now in order to understand emptiness right, you have to understand the
我们今天是看这个有境的主张这边哈，那有境可以分为心识、普特伽罗跟圆全身。好，那有境的讨论实际上非常重要，因为呢，我们在谈到空性，或者是说要成就哈，就是说证悟之道的话呢，那这个有境呢是非常重要的一个要需要了解的。好，我们说在大圣啊有，就是说大圣，我们说大圣菩萨圣，然后小圣呢声闻跟缘觉啊，那其实这三圣呢各有五道啊，那其实这个五道啊都是有境啊，那五道呢我们知道就是资粮道、加行道、见道、修道，他们都是对境啊，那只是他们的对境不同而已啊，那所以呢其实谈到无我啊，人无我、法无我，这个其实都是呢这五道啊他们的对境，也就是说都是智慧的对境啊，那所以呢我们说谁的心绪中会有这些道的智慧齁、哦、有这些见道、加行道、资粮道齁、哦、这些种种的智慧齁、哦、其实呢就是其实最主要的齁、哦、我们要谈到有境，要学习有境的这个目的齁、哦、其实主要就是跟这些道地的成就有关齁、哦、那另外有境我们说有心识、普特伽罗跟圆全身嘛齁、哦，那其实这中间这个圆全身齁、哦、就是说去表达那个齁、哦、那个一个法齁、哦、它也是有境齁、哦、为什么？因为在讨论空性的时候呢，空性呢它是由这个声音来诠述的齁、哦、在空中国大师的了义齁、哦、就是说变了不了义善说藏论里面呢，他就提到说 其实空性呢，它就是唯名安立，好，所以空性它的所破就是第十成立。好，那这种第十成立是什么意思呢？就是说对境呢，它以它不共的存在方式，好，自己能够成立，好，它不需要有一个无觉知的，无缺陷的觉知的把它显现出来，这个就是呢第十成立。那这个也就是空性的所破。所以那真正其实如果你证得空性，它就是说啊，实际上对境跟有境、哦、这是两个要合的、哦、就是说对境它没有办法以它不共的存在方式成立起来，它必须要有一个心事去把它给显现出来。所以呢谈到这个心事，然后唯名安立、哦、这个就是在抉择这个空性的时候一个非常、哦、很重要需要去了解的部分。
我的解答还是语境拿出来。 First we're talking about person、yeah? I think、so、we little bit talk about person in last class. So 当你拿出来 person 是的感受是写的，今天我做千里过上山当都怎么来呀、啊？大吉碰碰我不看住了，点的大饼啊，是点是来的了呀、啊。那我做个南北当西北给七八地方来我了，点是来都怎么来呀、啊？我做个大吉，今天一干啥个千里写的，都当别忙不了了。干啥个千里的，你要看做光的虚影吧。干啥个千里写的，我做哈过。干啥个千里写的，干啥干正点不就明白的？我是马头人呐，我注意看一拿路了，叫他们的叫什么些的，大概是名长的、客长、次长认识，像那子叫俺些了，一届届的蒙地人认识。因长叫俺些了蒙地没用了，干啥生意的？我说叫俺些些叫俺们的什么些的了，他都能做出来的干啥都会有吧？因长都叫俺们的都用当的，我做好过过认识，都还没过吧？因呢？啊你叫什么来没绿头啊小几小时的 ,moneyless is a, what to say, blind fat. So, 第一张叫那些要不还过来呀，干啥的要不就我送，干啥的我送呢，干啥的叫他们人都用都能什么落当去。我抵抗了呀，我说当不那么上街吧，一张那么上街吧，一样的那么上街吧，叫那些看来我了。来今天看上我了，江都看上我了，但那么上街人多呀，那么上街人就是我江都，等等的呀，我让说的，那么上街吧，人比帮大着的，还买过呗呢，那就那么上街吧，人些的大子叫上，啊你客人起怎么认识？第一张，他看到那么上街吧，声音这个住着的江都看上你，来今天帮上街你，江还是看上你。他都开两百呢，开两档的，叫俺去云档打过的，有时候叫俺去云档的，如果做啥的，刚才清晰了，做个有把钱，刚才清晰的了呀，下档专门的有的，他这档一提下档的，我说忙起的，我们给拿路了呀，俺的碰碰啊，刚才打等对吧，刚才对吧，碰碰啊，俺的一级那么些钱，你刚才下吧，俺的那么些个钱，刚才的下吧，他等的忙不过去都是有的，云档，咱这个拿路了，有把云档，你给住的。我做的做做，那么上级的主导一些个，一个拿落来呀，主导所属的干啥的，亲戚下当门道有的，干啥现在如果做啥门道有了，第一张我做，如果做啥门道有吧的，我让做下来呀，那你第一拿落讲的，我看的认的，看的认不得，都说是接不起我的事，就当给他都能我说我们天桥了都过了，第一张如果做啥门道有了，第一张。但我从地刚上又迁徙了呀，店里大饼几乎是了上，店里大把是了就怎么刚上生意的进了店口吧当，一见着当，沿起了店口吧，刚上生意的人往买吧，人往买吧，几修路把用掉吧，南京的修路把到位呢，大西里的几乎是大几乎人往，那就当我做个开头里的当，各种优秀的。就当于去开人眼都做个大，是因为的，是人往为大，是了，可是大了。第大的开始了都怎么嘞？可是那就少是了的，少是。第一大的开始呢，他妈修修的，俺修修的，看看了，蛮对吧？过对面一个人往的，
约的吧起，碰不到忙的吧，碰不到聊没吧起，碰不了马店吧，过上让我有吧起，可是等你大起来这些家伙了，少生意的，顶上俺做得了螺丝去，大生意的，当俺做东北的信用的，去天桥都是信用的，大生意的，碰不到路了呀，干啥生意的？通不跟我们这人都当我们都是都刚才接不起来，俺们还是大连这些都叫我了，刚才连这些，我等于说，俺们给钱不认得娃子，那钱你都是叫老子领导人打钱丢的。
好，那我们接下来讲这个有劲哈，另外一个有劲就是普特切罗。哦、那普特切罗的定义呢，那就是说就是在依着五蕴任依我们所安立的一个，就是说一个这样的师父哈、哦、所以呢这个普特切罗其实是要观待五蕴的哈、哦、那如果说我们没有去认识这个普特切罗是什么的时候，那你谈到说我相信我就说前后世这些皈依业果这些种种其实只是一种你只是一种盲信因为呢我们谈到说前后世的这个从前世到来世这样一种流转的一个一个基础就是普特切罗所以我们当谈到说我来世要得人天果报这些种种还有像我们谈到说我是佛教徒，我们承许前后世皈依业果因为其实呢这个前后世皈依业果这个就是一个成为内道佛教徒一个不共的一个就是说他的一个条件所以如果说你不知道普特切罗这个那就是说他所安立普特切罗这个基础是什么的时候呢，那就是说你对于这个谈到这种前后世皈依业果其实就是说只是一种嘴巴说一说啦并不是呢真正了解好，那我们谈到这个普特切罗的势力呢，其实各部其实有不同的说法有些有说它是五蕴的聚合体，或者是意识，或者是意识的相续阿赖耶识等等这样子那这些不同的势力在这个四部里面他们就有不同的这种见解就是不同安立的这种方式那我们呢学习这四部的观点之后呢，我们要去思维说那哪一部呢，哪一个部派他所这个主张的呢是比较有道理的基本上其实呢最就近的这个主张其实是应承派的啦好，那我们就是说其实就普特切罗来讲我们说其实先讲外道外道的话呢他们就是主张这个有一个常依自在就是说这个普特切罗其实他就是他是常的，他是依的，就像主人一样，然后他可以自在那一般他们会把这样的我呢就是称为叫做灵魂绝对是 soul 这样子灵魂，那这样的一种我呢，他呢就是不需要去观待五蕴他自己呢就能够独立自在能够自主那在我们佛教里面我们谈到的这个普特切罗实际上我们是说他是必须要观待五蕴他才能够安立的所以呢在佛教的这个主张里面我们就会去寻找就是说从这个五蕴当中就会去寻找说这个普特切罗到底呢存不存在它跟这个五蕴的关系是如何它是一或一就是会有这样的一种寻找来确定呢来安立这个普特切罗。
So there is, you know, an independent entity, right, that exists from the earliest time, and it does not need to depend on the physical and mental aggregates. Right? So in Buddhism, we assert something that is quite the opposite. Right? We say that the self depends on the aggregates. Right? It is imputed independence on the aggregates. Right? There is no such thing as an independent self that does not depend on the aggregates. Right? So in Buddhism, right, there is this analysis, right, that is performed, by looking, right, for the self among the aggregates. Right? So in this way, Buddhism arrives, at the conclusion, right, of emptiness. Right? So you can understand, right, from this explanation, how important it is for you to understand what a person is.
It's important, yeah? Not only it's a person, yeah? Why are you talking
about a person? It's clear, yeah? Then, that in the Aningazoga, that Tema the Timis, Tandigale, Chidongi, Tangazoga, Chidamo, Najinji, we really don't have to, if you are not really clear, according to the Webashiga, it's okay. But if you get idea, then we, when you go next, tenet, then you, oh, Webashiga say like this, okay, Sutra say like this, and why? Just like, think, okay, he talking about a person, he explained person this way, Sutra explained person this way, which one is really true? You check, make sure, maybe you tell me, oh, you better to go to school, this school. Maybe she tells me, you better go to that school. Now I have to think, oh, which one is better? It's really, it's kind of, I have to find solution, kind of logic, which one is better for me and appropriate for me, which one is reasonable. Yeah? That's one way to teach different tenet and different, different topic. Yeah? So that's what you have to think. Now, here now we're talking about consciousness. Consciousness. Now we start first object possessor. We talk about person, yeah? Person is object possessor. So now second we talk about awarenesses. In Tibetan we say awarenesses and knower, then lo riba. Consciousness, those all are, I think it's kind of equivalent, a synonym, but different terms, absolutely same. Different terms, equivalent. Awarenesses, knower, consciousness, yeah? But in English, it's kind of different, If a person is consciousness or a person, we say, oh, this person is unconscious, means this person doesn't have feeling. It's consciousness, unconscious, it refers to the feeling, yeah?
You mean in English?
Yeah, English, yeah.
Unconscious means they're like
sleep. Yeah, sleep, no, yeah. Feeling is like conscious, unconscious kind of feeling, yeah? It refers to the kind of feeling. What do you think?
I think it refers more to like a person's like asleep or if they were sick and they're not like able to talk or something.
Yeah, this kind of, yeah? But in Tibetan really is different terms, absolutely same. Okay. Now here we actually here talking about consciousness. Consciousness is when we practice Dharma, when we become when we attain enlightenment. Is attain enlightenment is for by training mind. If you train your mind, then you have to identify your mind, identify your consciousness. You have to separate something negative, some kind of, you have to negative and positive, make different negative, you have to distinguish between negative consciousness and positive consciousness. Positive consciousness means it's go continue to until attain enlightenment. Yeah? Negative consciousness means that which one you have to abandon. Abandon. Yeah? That's why here we're talking about consciousness. Consciousness means for, also we say consciousness is our consciousness, nature of our consciousness is clear. Yeah? Clear, like sky. Nature of sky is clear and very pure, but sometimes sky obscured by cloud. But nature of our consciousness or our mind is clear and very pure, but sometimes obscured by our negative, what we say, negative emotion. Yeah, that's why we have problem. We circle in samsara. Why we circle in samsara? Because we cannot rid of those negative within in our mind. Because our mind always agitated with those part of negative mind. Yeah, that's why here we say is a consciousness. Talking about consciousness, consciousness. Actually, main point: consciousness, positive consciousness, negative consciousness. Then positive consciousness, there's some consciousness is, positive consciousness, they have different kind of consciousness, conceptual mind and direct perceiver, just like this, yeah? You just like if you get kind of map of consciousness, you know, this is consciousness, yeah? Then you have to make branch. Different branch consciousness, yeah, branch of consciousness. First consciousness is positive, negative. Then positive has, okay, conceptual, direct perceiver, yeah. It's kind of little bit it's complicated, but
if we have a being or consciousness that goes to a hell realm or to nirvana. If we have a consciousness that goes to a hell realm or to nirvana, wouldn't that be the true person? What is the person? That which reincarnates, goes to a hell, or goes to Sukhavati, isn't that
is part
true
of
being? Isn't that our being?
Being, everything? Yeah, that is, yeah, being. Because we usually say previous, next life, we're talking about a person, you know. Person is, in English, Kansaki Tenji, possess, huh? Kansaki Tenji.
Illustration of a person.
Yeah.
But what would define that illustration? What is that person?
This person we define, this person is we're talking about in sutra, in tantra. Tantra we just like talking about just like which mind is subtle mind, which one indivisible with a kind of wind. Yeah? But here we're talking about in sutra, talking about really this kind of person which come from previous to this life to next life, we're talking about really subtle mind, is continuity of mind. Talking about continuity of mind that we call mental consciousness. Continuity of mental consciousness.
So mind.
Yeah, usually because there is namde leo nipa ki nalo laya. Jiwa ngashi dhubi riba dhila ya. Ani, jiwa ngashi dhubi dhila kora ribi ki jiwa kanla ya. Riba ki, ani kansa ki riba jiwa sula dhu tsambala, kansa ki tenji iji namshi di, tsen hama ni dhune shima dhaya di, riba kora ki jiwa kanla ya. Ani, dhubi shayo res. Ribi ki jiwa di, dhune shima dhosi. Tinsa ngato ki jiwa ngashi sula dhu tsambala ya, kanta tatuna jiwa kanla ya. Jhankana, continuity. It's a jhankana mutun dhokwesa, dhikana, dhahara dhikana dhubhya ures. It's a chawa ngashi jeshi jeba di, 那么这六月你把你拿过来呀、啊、我就写这些。
好，这是谈到普特切罗的这个事例，好，在这个矢量论里面的第二品里面，好，他提到了前后世成立的方式，好，那他就是以这种理路的方式来成立，好，来证成呢有前后世。那他证成方式就是说呢，以这个我们心事这样有一个序流，好，就是以这样序流。好，然后来证成呢，有这样逻辑的方式来证成说我们有前世啊、哦、跟来世。
So, you know, we posit, right, that, you know, the continuity or the continuum of mental consciousness, right, is what, you know, passes from one life to another. Right, so if you want a very, you know, extensive explanation, right, on, you know, this process and the reasoning proving the existence of past and future lives, then you should look into this material.
The second chapter of Dhammakirti's Pramana Bhatika. Pena, Ripachik Dubai na, Gembo Chika Mach, yes, the Gembo, Michika Majora, Michika me Ripade, Ko Ripashima Tanjagas of the Zambale, Badu Ripatak, the Chawashima, the Yam, the Turgis, the Turbakas of the Zambale, Chachi, Jundi, Ripa, Yimbe, Shizendakanda.就是今天都是过去了，等于讲，讲还是有的，没事了都怎么了？讲的就像讲了，讲讲这些业务的事。
在这个理路，比如说哈，他来证成说，这个就说我们，比如说我们这个有这个来世哈，他就是以这个，比如说一个临终一个老者哈，一个快要死的一个为例哈，那他呢有下一个续流啊，也就是说他会有这个中医生，然后呢再来世哈、啊，因为他有前一个续流先行故哈。
哦，对姐，那我是看上你看了这些教育吧？啊，你我是接着毛一让你先看两个明白，你再写吧先。他刚才也讲到了 ，Here I'm explaining kind of general idea about consciousness. Yeah, you have to keep this consciousness.Knower and riba
awarenesses
are equivalent, yeah? They use equivalent term of equivalent, yeah? Equivalent, they are same, okay? Now, independent definition of consciousness, seishin riba. Here I'm talking general idea, okay? Seishin riba.写信礼拜是了都怎么了？我注意写了都怎么了？写把过来我这些家伙的事，礼拜是了都怎么了？写把给积累了这些家伙的事，写了都怎么了？但我注意写把写了都怎么了？去给拿路了呀？去给拿路了呀？你等于如你写把拿这个写来知道，刚到写来的。You object, you the 遇见了 sex 来了激荡，遇见邪把狂浪，啊你这一当是笑啊 ，sex 这些你来装，遇见邪把狂浪让先狂浪，啊你可以怎么的 ？yes， 呀 ，sex 了都怎么了 ？You the 遇见邪把狂浪了 ，sex 来激激了，去个哪路来？大于如你邪把哪些 ？You sex 的 yes。写是这个什么？写把夸张的让贤的卡里那个写的意思了，他讲的写话是写把我，他写把给起来的，写是你日巴斯了的，日巴斯了的怎么了呀？我做的那么就写了不了这些，就把那些的日巴斯了的怎么了？全都等的那么几把，这当然我做的写把给日先前些的这些，就当忙不要的日巴斯了的怎么了？讲的。等到多多东西吧，人呢？啊，你演技接吧，刚才切不上接吧。我说还是写吧，没吧，人呢？ 的人的马里是七分之一我们的中文的音上 section rebus 是吧啊你他 CS 来的人这是你的说 section rebus CS 来的怎么来他告诉你 CS 来的怎么来你的意思是什么西巴库朗去当这些人去他过个 branch 西巴库朗来呀啊你西巴来 negative positive OK 那你的西巴来呀把 concept 叫多巴集结啊你 direct perceiver 多米集结上第一张他多巴的多米什么领悟的西巴来吗西文的他多巴的多米什么的怎么他告诉了有些当感觉人生的我说我在讲那个some logic, some 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 logic, you can't say this, you can't talk this, then they see GJ, to do that, so they see Kagayo, you can't talk this, right? And the top of the year,아니유시에당간대세게됐어다치이낙소의지낭지사이언스생리바도소위는그유시에당대한코랑소의지왕대코바의정로래야다간다미시에이치아니대기나왕대코바대기정로래다간다조조미와주지의당만미와주지의당만슬러금러금말이베간다그등대지래야파쇼기들래야아니외포네아니간다시바유세그서다간다그세리바인데시접도나소인데시접도시바를유세당가르스어두소기가르스나유세당다가르스는손따오듯상발에다디기데시디나소나가르펜도요르스디인데시시바칸라야유세그리유세그마데시가르죠디인데시디나소나가르펜도요르스라듯상발에나소기남주소수기쌈으로가르코고예미쌈으로가르타고예미물로가르러고예미물로가르치기예미또시바이칸라야내가가르치기예미소누마타마인장나소니오다디간리오다시바디내가가르치기예미나소남이자절다 too much talk you know talk blah 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 but don't pay attention to what is going on in your mind that's why we have problem yeah 디인장나소시바칸라야아니간대세게두스라유가르세가르가르세게물개시디가지물개시디소수소무가르당근라딘자소수유소무가르당근유미소수유쥐바물라가지띵유미하지야마고지무장장바시디에디바라주기소수기시바칸레야시바긴도당시바기레레가가르치유미어두손마당은남의자리따인자마저기따간다시바디칸래야아니코레가가르가르치기두어디연지리비차가르치기두두자이차르가르치기어디연지시네두시네야람주림바두시네두네도라사제코방에두야드든데지칸도오르마도탑두칸래야메디테이션제기미좀감정이제나서도안도초조드네요마레스
那我们现在就来谈这个心事哈，就是觉知哈。那觉知其实心事哈，意识同意哈。那在这里哈，我们又谈到量跟非量了哈。那心事的话呢？它的定义就是明而了别，好，那明它呢，主要就是指这个心的这个体性，好，那这个了别呢，就谈到了心事的这个作用，好，那这个先讲这个明，好，明就是说这个心的这个体性，好，这里呢，其实我们当就是说可以从两个角度来讲，就是谈到我们这个有境，就是心的部分跟对境那个部分，好，那有境这边我们说它就是明，就是很清楚、很清晰，也就是说心事本身它是非常的清晰的，哈。那因为这样的缘故呢，所以他看到对境，好， 其实也就像那种水中月，好，也是好，最近也是非常清楚的。好，那这个就是谈到心的体性的部分。好，那心的作用呢？好，我们说明了。好，明了的意思就是谈到我们这种智慧分这一部分，也就是说我们的心，好，它能够去了别，能够去分辨，好，能够对境呢去做抉择，好，思考，好。所以这个就是指他了明了的意思，好。所以我们谈到说这个心啊，之前有谈到说，其实你可以有个科判，好，把心呢分为我们这种正面的那种，还有跟负面的这样的心事啊。那在这个部分就又可以分为呢现前事好、跟分别事好。那现前事好，我们就是说不管是现前事或者是分别事，我们其实要去知道说到底呢，比如说现前事它是如何在了别对境的。好，那分别是又是以哪一种方式在了别对境？好，一般科学家他们会谈到说，比如说以色法来讲，我们是这个眼根，就眼是它了别这个色法，它是呢透有眼根，那眼根它一个作用，然后呢能够去了别到对境的色法，那。但是呢在佛教里面呢其实它有不同的说法这个我们一下会讲好。那现在就是先讲说我们为什么必须要了解说到底我们这个心事现前事或者是分别事是怎么了别对境的因为其实这对我们有很多的好处因为当我们人跟人在相处的时候其实我们每一个人的心里面都有很多不同的想法然后呢他是怎么样在想怎么样在思维然后产生出他外在的行为其实我们要从这个心事里面切入去了解那这样彼此间才比较不会有产生很多的问题所以我们这是关于心刚刚谈到就是体性那在它的作用这一边另外我们之前有提到说其实它就是可以去分辨分辨做一种思维种各种种种想法的一种分辨区分你透有这样的一种去能够去分辨抉择那这样呢才呢能够慢慢趋入所谓的道啦所以呢我们说做一种观修禅修观察修不是说你只是闭着眼睛然后就坐在那里实际上是就是要去了解这种心的体性跟它的作用
benefit right, our spiritual practice. For example, when we think certain things, or when we say things to others, when we do things to others, most of the time we don't pay attention to what is happening in our life, right? So we don't really know what's going on, right? So as a result of that, we run into problems in our interaction with others, interpersonal relationships, and so on. This is because we fail to understand what is happening in our mind. Right? So we do need to know, what is going on in our consciousnesses, in our awarenesses, for us to avoid these problems.And also, if we want to traverse a spiritual path, we want to attain Buddhahood, we need to understand our minds properly. the attainment of Buddhahood doesn't come about, you know, just by our, you know, sitting there in meditation, you know, with our eyes closed. Right? We need to understand what is really going on in our minds. Right? So for this reason, this presentation, right, on consciousness is important.
Consciousness, okay. That the new one, so your consciousness, la, to bat to me, ji. That the new one, yeah. Jidang ye category no, ni no, jido. To bat, to me, and it's sema, semi. What does it lay doa? That the new one, so it's sema, da, semi. That kind of chorus, so ye, ji, da, ni, da, as a decision, jin, timing, the reason. Chorus, that kind of she, gue, semas encouraging, she, do. Semi-sin karchin shigidu, toba-sin karchin shigidu, tomi-sin karchin shigidu, dakanda, shiei gobadi, hako dakanda. Goba tatuna kanda langa sun chonga dikon, deshi dikon legdoa, dikon la enjoya jiridoa. Dakanda, de hako wede kechim shioji res, dakanda, oduji. De inza, tatuni nama gazogi, ane chemazadi, tachidangi chema, digi, Chetang mong shi dege chema de yen dan dege mar dan de chetang kan da chema sila du zambale ya chema sila du zambale ya nga su pyoge na lo la ya dion dan dian ban dugu chi chetang kor chema ki chenyi yor de pa dion dan dian ba chi dion dan dian ba kar dion dan dian ba sila du zambale ya yu Sema se de sheba kang deshi jagu yudu zambale sheba tigi yu tanto denba yu tanto nebachi yu de hako bachi yu de yu bachi dagara hako wa yinza ko yora yinza yu de tanto denbachi yu de chua menbachi o dinde jile kanda semas yinza sema le mullo hasle wada mullo hasle wada zambale yu de hako wa dan yu de la tene अनि चीज़ गोको माते बंद हो ची, रो, पे ना आज़ो ये मिची गाले केचा चामु चांचियां जी ये, अनि तब पे ना पे ना उजाब आई ना कंडीन रो पे जाओ गई ना, अनि चीज़ ये चाला रो ये न्यू ये बच्चे मिटी गाले उन्हें चाने की चाला कौनसी द कारी ना चामु चांचियां शेग ये बाई ना कोई कौनसी द मल्लू आर दा कौनसी द गा चुयो मारे ngalu yo mare otu nangji nga so gi chemas le du zambale korogi yude dan 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 ba yude mlo yude la mutu wa chi yude ngo ko mti wa chi ra ma so jala no ji ko zu chi ne jala nyo gi yo ba ji ko la nga kong chi da da ma lo ba ji ko la ngo mo bi she ba ina ko chu sar nga lu sar da kan da ra chemas ing de ko lu ma res रा अजू सामा करते हैं ना अनि सामसर खोआं दिग नालो ले अजू कर जेर दोर से अजू सुधियो ले सुधियो करते हैं तो संभाले अजू चिमी की जवान तो जोगो मरे अजू लो चुपा अनि दोजा कुंडो अजी न्यूमो वो दुजो की जवान तो जोगे यो बाइंग तो अजू अनि खोआं दिग नालो ले अजू सुधियो ले कदा Itu semasa sini tu, ko gugu teh mari, ko mulu ari, ko macu ari, sekarang tu yula macu. Waktu kejirah, semasa itu, cina desi nol tu dia tu.
Hmm. 那所以呢，我们。 其实心事可以分为两，可以用两类来分。第一种就是现前世跟分别世，那另外一种就是量跟非量。就是呢，就是要你如果为什么要了解？因为如果你能够了解，了解它的那个内容的时候，那这就是我们能够去对于这种入道，我们谈到道，这个就是它的一个基础。 好，那我们来看这个量，先看量这个部分。好，那毗婆沙中它对于量的定义好有点不太一样。好，它所谓的量就是有点像这种圣意地的意思。好，那这种它的意思就是说，这个心这个对境，好，这个呢它是可以能够了别，然后它是存在的，好，它是没有欺诳的，真实的，好，不欺骗的，好，所以呢量的定义呢，它谈就是说心起，好，不欺诳的了别，这个就是这个不欺诳这个意思。好，那什么叫不欺诳的意思呢？就是说比如说我们买东西，然后如果对方很诚实的报价，好，那就是很就是没有欺骗我们，这个就是不欺诳。好，那如果说他把价钱呢报错了或抬高价钱，这个呢就是欺骗我们。好，所以呢就毗婆沙中他意思就是说，这个对境好，我们能够真实能够去了别，没有欺诳。好，这个就是量的意思。好，那我们一般会在谈到说会在轮回中轮转。好，其实常常说轮回呢就是一种欺诳。好，那其实就是我们就是被这个贪嗔痴这个些种种烦恼，好，所欺诳。好，所以就是要了解这个什么是欺诳跟不欺诳的意思。好，那就毗婆沙中来讲，它的量的意思就是指这个对境，好，它呢不欺诳，而是真实存在的。
Right, so this discussion is relevant, right? Because we are suffering in samsara, right? And the reason that you know, we're trapped in samsara is because we have been deceived, right? We, you know, instead of being influenced, you know, by valid cognizers, right? We are influenced by non-valid cognizers, you know, such as anger, ignorance, pride, attachment, and so on. Right? So, right, so it is important for us to understand, right, what these valid cognizers are. Right? So these are minds, right, that are not deceptive, right, they correspond to reality, right, and they are unmistakable.
Juta jemba dhuzo kanga ki tsema la mulu sat mulu ribas la zon. Sat mulu ribas. Ta kanda jeta mawa ki tsema singi da riba yin go maris. Karsana nga so yu pena mi shen rao jeba yina, nga rao zu mi ki sheba. Nyi mi ki sheba di ki jo su tonga de, nga rao ki mi ki ombu korang ki tonsu le lo zu mi ki sheba ki jo su tonsu yu maris la wata kanda. Ta juta jemba di ki miwangi, migi ombu ki jenjene ko tongu ni mado, migi ombu korang tongu maares di lawo ra, ta cheta mawa maares, migi ombu korang tongu waares, mishi korang ki jozu tongsu le lozu, migi sheba ki tongsu yo maare, di inzang, migi ombu korang semare riba maares. O di lawo da, di inzang ane,
好，那所以就是在毗婆沙中这里谈到量，好，就是它的定义就是呢心起，然后不欺诳的了别，好，但是呢他提到说量呢，好，不一定要限量，不一定是要心事，就是不一定是要认知，好，它量它说比如说以这个根限量，好，根限量这个眼根来说呢，他觉得说根限量，好，他这个眼根其实眼根是色法，好，可是呢他不是认知，好，但是呢他是量，好，也就是说毗婆沙中他认为说你从这个眼根，好，然后你了别对境那个色法，然后呢这个成为根限量，好，这个是由主要是由眼根的关系，所以他会承许说眼根呢是就是说 眼根是亮，好，但是呢，其他的宗派会认为说，眼根其实它只是一个增上缘，好，让我们去了别对境而已，它其实不是亮，好，这个是毗婆沙宗跟其他宗派的不同。
但我做的什么可能这些结果呢？什么？他什么的来呀？我做安邦我做什么？以前我做是安邦我做的来呀？啊，你 maybe Lord's daughter, she already Lord has two granddaughter already memorize these six consciousness, six sense consciousness, yeah. So, yeah, Lord taught them good six consciousness, yeah.인자아니다가서그엄부시바들라야디인자디아버레스인에아니엄부시바로드야 taught his daughter sees consciousness and how does sees consciousness each consciousness how does each consciousness preserve the perceive the object yeah this is good you know 인자아니디인자다간다가서시바들 category first we talk about consciousness we talk about valley canalcognizer and then valley cognizer, yeah? Then valley cognizer, we categorize in two. Cognizer of direct perceiver and inferential valley cognizer, yeah? Okay. Now direct perceiver, usually the six, okay? Then, all tenets,have same they have six valley or no these are among us each one in your zoom which is among us they middle way school middle way consequence of school they don't assert the self nor the perceiver, yeah? Also, Webashiga doesn't, assert self nor the perceiver, yeah? That's I already explained, yeah? Why they don't assert self nor? Why they don't assert self nor? Things are also number killing, but it's that kind of number can also hang on this issue, Jora.시바생고케랭마레스지다모기라지다가엄봉무수들라미교엄봉무수나이엄봉무수나이엄무지엄무루짐엄봉무수이지엄봉무수수간다엄봉무수들라간다두제다이지엄봉무수들라과소아니라리무수내종무수도자고라이서아니라리무수데다두다젠바아니지다모와다아니텐지와케랭마레스엄봉오순들을두자서어다드네마드네아니지바다엄봉오순라아니두자야다어다서삼아지바래다어다두자지바다간다이징오순들라야라리오순케밀레바드다이미도어드네마드지바래스
好，那我们现在知道，再讲量。好，比如说量可以分两种，就是限量跟比量。好，那限量呢，它这也是先以三种来分，就是根限量、意限量跟余觉限量。好，那一般其实其他的宗派，好，他们像金部，他会再加个自证限量，好，但是我们知道，毗婆沙宗跟应成派他们不承许这个自证限量，好，所以你可以谈到有，可以再分为六种，好，就是说根限量这里就有五个，好，就是眼、耳、鼻、舌、身，好，那这个就五个，然后意限量这边，其实可以分为自证限量跟余觉限量，那因为呢有些不承许，好。自证限量，好像应成跟毗婆沙宗不承许自证限量，好，所以一般呢就是讲到这个限量就是六个，好，一般就是五个根限量这边，然后加上余觉限量，这个是一限量部分，好， 那我们之前有讨论过，为什么毗婆沙中不承许自证限量？啊，因为他觉得自证就是一个类似一个形象，哈、啊，介于这个心事跟对境这中间，哈、啊。那因为他们不承许有这样的一个形象，哈、啊，这样的缘故，哈、啊，所以就是说有这个形象介于心事跟对境。啊，觉得呢，心事了别对境，不需要再有中间这一个形象，啊，所以呢，毗婆沙中不承许有四正限量，啊。
Differ right from the other schools. Now, with respect to most of the other points right, of the divisions, right, the schools basically in agreement. Right, they agree on you know, the other types of categorizations.
나 이나야 구슬라야 두수 강가라야 코랑슬라야 유도당 아니 유진 다들 시바 마무리하죠. 디 모다 주다 두수 삼아티든 다이 말이야. 단드네는 뭐 제가 마음이다 간다 무슨 주시죠 미게 한번 무슨 주시야 삼아 간다 아니 지기 지 미와 코랑이 지 엄부 코랑이 아니 유 샷을 로스 메바지 코랑이 아니 유 샷이 여바 인사 거기 엄부 듣고 간다 세마 인사 인사 이지 엄부 미게 엄부 무슨 나 세마 미게 엄부 무슨 세마래야 시바 인구마리 진다 간다 된다 듯이 온다
但是虽然说哈、这个对于量哈、这有六种哈、各部派是有程序大部分程序啦哈、但是呢谈到这个对境的了别方式哈、跟这个比如说像这种新的这个体性对境体性其实上还是有一些差异的哈、以毗婆沙中来讲比如说他谈到这个根限量好、根限量比如说以眼根、因为眼根了别对境他会觉得那个对境呢它就是显现、显现在眼根、显现给在眼根当中所以他们会觉得说眼根是量、所以呢包括说其他的根限量也都是量、这个是毗婆沙中、的主张但是呢其他部派不一定没有承许我
的姐다다들내가서내준것은지방에내준것은세대지방에덤벌에천원석에저어딴거当时写报过
那看现在大家有没有什么问题
yeah,
关于心事的部分
yeah actually here we I already talk about kind of general idea about consciousness and also I a little bit talk about direct perceiver and inferential value cognizer, yeah? Now everybody like to talk about compassion, bodhicitta mind. You think we only use this? Bodhicitta mind, compassion? These all direct perceiver, inferential value cognizer, you use to refer to the five paths, yeah? Accumulation merit, path of accumulation merit, path of preparation, path of seeing, path of meditation, path of normal learning. Okay? Which one is the direct perceiver? Which one is inferential value cognizer? How? Okay? Now I just like question here. Bodhicitta mind is a direct perceiver or what? Inferential value cognizer.
有没有去问大家说，比如说以菩提心哈、是限量或者是比量
？We practice, yeah. Everybody meditate, bodhicitta mind, yeah. Meditate compassion, yeah.
For Buddha, short compassion.
Okay, then.
For ordinary being, compassion.
Ordinary being, who has bodhicitta mind? Ordinary.
Oh, that's right.
Bodhisattva is ordinary being?
No, Bodhisattva. Bodhisattva is
Is a bodhicitta mind is very cognizer or non-very cognizer?
No.
Very cognizer? It's not very cognizer. That's easy, we have problem, maybe. It's not non-very cognizer or very cognizer. It's non-very cognizer. No, because that's what we learn. We have problem because we are really not clear about object and aspect. That's why bodhicitta mind is, what is object of bodhicitta mind?
菩提心的对境是什么？
主相有主相，主相是那属于主相是个老来讲的，主比强就。
Complete enlightenment.
啦。
Complete enlightenment.
Complete enlightenment is object. 能不搞
Aspect. Right. So what is the aspect, you know, of the mind?
That's what we were always easy. Whatever we practice, we have to go before practice. We have to learn combat. We need. Okay, set up meditation, generate altruistic mind, bodhicitta mind, go to refuge. That's really it. But I really don't insult you. I don't want to. It doesn't mean I don't put you down. Because we are, what we say, we are family, but I encourage you because it really makes sure, you know, object, because object and aspect is very important. If you don't know, it's not clear about object and aspect, then how are you going to meditate? Just which two old sentient beings come out offering and I pair this disease for attain enlightenment, that's it? No, because yeah, object, now object is, okay, bodhicitta mind, object is complete attain enlightenment. That's why they say, bodhicitta, does bodhicitta mind understand the complete attain enlightenment? That's what we have to analyze. Because in a Prajnamita, okay, Prajnamita, in Prajnamita, this third chapter is really detailed. How bodhicitta mind, this complete attain enlightenment means, enlightenment, how complete attain enlightenment object of bodhicitta mind, how bodhicitta mind perceive complete attain enlightenment, what is the aspect of bodhicitta mind. This is really in a maso ko suma yoro phajin ko suma ge nalo le and do some sewe yoro is din za ne ngar so yi cha chu sin ko ra gi chin yi la da wu ani rang zo bi rang zo chi bi yin de do zo bi cha chu la mi bi dan ba da chung de de chu ji ti chen la ji ju gu chi bi ti chen so yi chi na bi che ba chen se tin yi du sa ma ga zo yi da ga da sa ma ha ko gu da ma do ma zo ge da ga zo bodhicitta mind so la di zan ba le ya lang sa ko son da de yin de ji che de yin sin chen ge chi de je ge yu zu da ga zi ge ko bodhicitta mind cha ge yu na ga de na ga shi su ja din zan da ga zo de che ma de du zo ba ja gu da and de che ma she he we talking very kanaje da bodhicitta mind kar le de compassion kar re do tu zu la ni ma zo la ma shi zo kar re do di na lo kar re do kar re do ra ma zo attain enlightenment langa ti kang do yila ra langa ti kang do yila ma zo tam shin ju che ura
so the definition of
在这个现观庄严论里面，哈，它的第三品里面，它就以这个菩提心的这个内容，啊，就是它的定义跟形象，有做非常非常详细的解说，哈。那菩提心，哈，以它的定义来讲呢，就是说我们为了利益，为了要成就圆满菩提。好，那这个主要是为了自他能够成就圆满菩提，然后呢我们为利众生，我要成就 成就佛果位。好，所以这里面就是呢谈到两个条件，好，就是第一个为利众生，好，那第二个他愿成佛。好，所以这当中呢其实我们也就知道他的定义跟形象。好，那所以我们谈到菩提心，它是不是量或者是五道，这个呢是量，佛慧量，好，成就这个道，好，成就证悟呢既需要入道，好，那这个入这个道，好，是谈就是有这个资粮道加行道这五道，好，那就是我们要知道它的定义跟形象。
Rinpoche, did you just say Bodhicitta mind is non-violent concognizer?
嗯。
Buddha has Bodhicitta mind, right?
Yeah,
Buddha have a non-violent concognizer?
Oh, good. That's why he kind of, he developed like, Actually, things are, 我自己开始呢，我自己操作的新加坡族来就是，啊你，巴黎上新加坡的巴黎上也是来就是 ，If you do like develop like this, do you eat impermanent?Do you eat impermanent? No, I do it just like this. Do you eat impermanent? You answer. When you eat, do you eat impermanent or?
I eat.
You eat impermanent?
No, I eat.
Okay.
Well, if it's impermanent, it doesn't last.
Yeah, but he eat food, yeah?
That's impermanent.
But you eat food.
Yeah.
But you doesn't eat impermanent, yeah? Yeah?Just like this, yeah. This is a kind of, with a, Buddha's compassion, Buddha's bodhicitta mind is omniscient mind, is very cognizer. Buddha, bodhicitta mind is bodhicitta mind. But bodhicitta mind is not very cognizer. Buddha bodhicitta mind is bodhicitta mind, very cognizer. Because Buddha's all minds areOmniscient. Buddha doesn't have conceptual mind, yeah? Buddha's all minds are omniscient mind. Yeah, omniscient mind, yeah. Yeah, this is good. Yeah, this is good, yeah. Good question.
Okay, so Bodhisattva, the Bodhisattva mind is non-violent because it's not Buddha.
No, because, Bodhisattva, yeah.
Bodhisattva, they are non-violent.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
所以菩提心如果说是佛的话呢，它是因为有一切相知，所以呢菩提心呢对佛来讲它是量、哦、那如果菩萨呢他们的菩提心就是非量。
Well, I was wondering, what is the difference between cultivating bodhicitta and generating bodhicitta?
The difference between cultivating bodhicitta and meditating on bodhicitta.
And it, 就是说，
造
作菩提心
versus generating.
Cultivating versus generating.
I think the same.
Same thing.
跟升起菩提心。
第传授给像掌握，传授给三米剑，
接不着。我知道刚才 generate 是那不给拿出来 generate 的 cultivate 你个接不着了。Cultivates in the jiwara, generating jiwara.
在藏文里面谈到这个培养就培养菩提心啊，禅修菩提心跟升起菩提心这意思是一样的。
不给拿我干扰了 generating jiwara, cultivate 你个jiwara不给拿出来。
So in both cases, right, you're generating this mind, right? So there's no difference between like cultivating it and generating it.
Yeah, actually in Tibetan, it's a kind of same. You see.
In English, I think it's very subtle.
Yeah, subtle, yeah, generate and cultivate. Cultivate you can use for external things. Cultivate fruit or something.
Yeah.
You cannot say generate fruit or something, yeah?
Cultivate is like a plant or generate is something that just comes forth.
Yeah. Actually, in Tibetan, they're same. Generate and both.
One、
yeah.
within the other.
Yeah. It's same, yeah. Yeah, they're same.
Okay, this here we're talking about the compassion, great compassion, bodhicitta mind. You can think bodhicitta mind, compassion, five paths. Those all are value kanaja or no value kanaja. Those all are direct perceiver or conceptual mind. You think why they are conceptual mind, why they are not direct perceiver. Okay, that's what you think. And then, I heard somebody explain a very easy way, kind of, oh, yogi direct perceiver, yogi direct perceiver. Yeah, it's no kind of easier because in Tibet, rangi thomu mahi bi dhache de chi bi shila sumje tinge je slo de samale ya ne jo musu se yogi direct perceiver generated by a company of come about in a shamatha. Yeah, it's no easy. Yeah, actually here is a yogi direct perceiver is really refers to which direct perceiver, which mind understand the selflessness of a person. Yogi direct perceivers, object of a yogi direct perceiver is selflessness, yeah? Selflessness of a person, yeah? Then here, even if we just like, Hinayana, we think about Hinayana, yeah? Hinayana, here yogi dara, object of yogi dara perceiver, they said two types of selflessness a person. Two types of selflessness a person, okay? Selflessness a person, first I have to, do we have to understand selflessness? Why we have to understand selflessness a person? Why they are talking about selflessness a person? Why? What purpose of talking about selflessness a person? What purpose? Maybe we just talk about in the Hinayana, yeah? Just like general idea. In Hinayana, just like general idea, Mahayana is a kind of object of Mahayana talking about just like emptiness. Selflessness a phenomena. Okay? Then selflessness a person is refers to the Hinayana. Hinayana, yeah? Now in Hinayana, you're talking selflessness person has two types of selflessness person. First, what purpose of talking about selflessness person? Before I mentioned the purpose of talking emptiness, yeah?
Emptiness.
No, purpose of talking emptiness when we taught two truth, I explained, yeah? But what purpose of talking about selflessness person? Why? Why they're talking about selflessness person, selflessness phenomena, why?
To restore the oneself.
Yeah? Selflessness person is...
It helps you understand selflessness and phenomena.
Yeah, also selflessness phenomena and selflessness person, yeah? Actually, selflessness person in Hinayana, you know? When you destroy affliction mind, we have two types of destruction, yeah? Afflictive destruction of affliction mind, destruction of obstacle to omniscient mind, yeah? If we don't understand selflessness of a person directly, it's very difficult to get instead of arhat. It's very difficult to destroy affliction mind. Yeah? Then affliction mind is obstacle, yeah? Obstacle and affliction mind of square what? Of square to what?
Liberation.
Yeah, liberation. Affliction mind obscure to liberation. Okay? Obscure to liberation. That's why if we don't understand direct perceiver, it cannot destroy affliction mind. It's affliction mind. So which mind relies the selflessness of a person directly, that is the antidote of affliction mind. Yeah, that's what we talk here, selflessness person. Yeah, selflessness. Maybe first we say we have first make sure 15 path. Yeah, 15 paths. Hinayana has 10 paths. Yeah, Hinayana. Hearing, first hearing, yeah? Hero. Hero has 5 paths, yeah? Which one? Path of accumulation, path of preparation, path of sin, path of normal learning, path of meditation. Yeah?
Meditation.
Oh, sorry, yeah. Path of accumulation, path of preparation, path of sin, path of meditation, path of normal learning, yeah? Maybe Ajahn, sorry, God, too much.
Translate. 好，我们现在是看，再来看瑜伽限量。好，那瑜伽限量，其实上，其他的定义哈，就是说要依自己不共的真善根，那这个真善根就是止光双运三摩地。好，然后呢去成就哈这个瑜伽限量，所以呢这个其实不是那么容易的哈。那一般的话瑜伽限量在小圣这边哈，主要是谈到人无我哈，那就有两个哈，就是普特杰罗常一直在空，跟普特杰罗独立实质有空。那大圣其实讲的这个就会谈到无我，就是主要是谈法无我哈，这个空性。那就是为什么要了解这个无我的道理，好，那个目的何在，好。那其实我们有谈到说，好，有两种障，好，烦恼障跟所知障。那烦恼障就是障碍解脱，好，所知障会障碍成就一切自治，好。所以如果说你没有证悟这个人无我的话，你就没有办法净除，好，所有的烦恼。好，那你就没有办法成就阿罗汉，成办解脱啦。好，所以主要是这个原因，我们要了解，好，要需要呢了解这个人无我跟法无我的内涵。好，那大小圣来讲，好，总共其实总共有十五道，好，我们有说过小圣有包括声闻跟缘觉，那各有五道。好，那大圣菩萨圣呢也是五道。好，那这个五道知道就是资粮道、加行道、见道、修道、无学道。
Actually here, I really don't go deeper. Even I want to go deeper, I don't know. Sorry. But no deeper, okay? Just like general. It's kind of, now here we're talking about even selflessness of person, yeah? When you get path of accumulated path of appropriate path of sin, path of normal learning, this is kind of from renunciation. Now, okay, I just want to share like renunciation. Renunciation, we're always talking about samsara, renunciation, yeah? Samsara say the renunciation, affliction mind. The affliction mind, sulan zugu zugu le, kansa ki danze. Masa selflessness, personal le, zambale, kāsāki dhāmi dhū tōngi dhī dhī nyēmbūr dhā kāsāki dhānsi dhā kāndhā affliction māi dhūne nē dhā chyāng kī kōpā thakā lē yā pāṅ dhūyā dhī kāndhā kāsāki dhānsi pāṅ gūrē sīn dhā kāndhā dhī dhā kōyī kī chūyān thūmbā lē kāsāki dhānsi nyūmū dhī gī kāsāki dhānsi nyūmū dhī gī ngā rā sū khuā lē nā yā lē yā anī chūyān kār chī gī dhī jū kār chī gī dhī dhā mā sū tātā ūmā jūpā kī nā lō lē nyumu chiyona maalun jisuna, tali chiyona, loyi tongji, dhani dhiyi yudu tongji, nyanjo bayi dhani goba shi yisim. Patin dawata korangi, tangbu, nye, dhadi chuba goyadi, selflessness is the first, kasa ki dha singi goyadi, karichi ni goyu yisilo di sambalaya, ngaransu laya, kuwa ki nalo laya, jiega nachi ki dungye kanga, anin jita, kasa dhanze, nyumu, kasa dhanze ki dhigi chiyo chine, मतलब चेकर नाची की दुनिया सामने दिख लेगी तो तुम घुवाए चीते ये कांसा दामी शिये की इंसान था इंसान नी नाम कांसा दामी शिये गोबा दे रहा तीन तो शिये की पर्पस वाई दे टॉकिंग अ सेव तो मतलब जितने हाको गुदो वाई दे टॉकिंग अ सेव लेस पर्सन इट डजन्ट मी यू जस्ट गेट इन देयर नो इट डजन्ट मी जस्ट लाइक ओ इफ यू पैट अ सूत्रा देन यू हैव टू टेक मेबी uncountable events to attain enlightenment. Yeah? If you practice maybe sutra, tantra, maybe you attain enlightenment in this life. Not this way. If you don't, we don't know it's a kind of qualities, those bodhicitta, those compassion, those purpose of those, everything, how? That's what first we have to make sure you know, actually what is the purpose of talking selfless in the person, yeah? Yeah, why they are talking a selfless person, yeah? Selflessness is a person for what? Yeah.
Right, so when we talk about renunciation,
so
we
need to understand 主要就是说在我们轮回中所感到的这种种种种种痛苦，你要感受到说，就像那个火灾，火灾那一样，所以你想要逃出来，那这样的心呢，就是说是一种处理心，那主要就是说你先呢，了解这个苦。 那了解苦，你就会去寻找苦因。那苦因呢，其实就是这个烦恼。那烦恼的根源就是，所以呢，在月乘菩萨录中论里面，他有说呢，最初就是因我，然后呢，说就是就有我执我所。然后我们接着呢，就产生。 种种的这样的一种造业，然后就不断就像水车一样在这个不断的这样在轮回中上上下下受种种的苦，所以呢因为这样呢他对于这种大悲心做敬礼这样，所以呢 我们说要断，就是说，所以我们说，如果你主要就是因为轮回，看到轮回种种的这个众生的苦，那这个原因都是来自于我执，那所以呢，也是因为这样，所以呢。月乘菩萨在录中也有说，因为这样，所以他要宣说呢这个无我的道理。所以，就是说，这就是出离心跟那个人无我之间的关系。所以说在显圣当中，要三大升起节。 能够成就佛道。那在密法这边，好，可以提升成佛，好，其实上不是这么容易的，好，这个当中你其实你就是要对于好我们所说的这个大悲心啊、菩提心，好，种种，这个你都要有相当的了解，好，然后就是。然后像我们现在谈到这种菩提心，好，然后人无我这些种种道理，好，所以啊，就是就谈到说这个出离心跟人无我的关系，好，就是你看到轮回种种的苦，那苦因就是烦恼，那烦恼根源就是我执，所以。我执的正对品就是呢人无我、那也这样你才能够断除人无我，你才能够呢从轮回中跳脱出来。
Now you know purpose of talking about selflessness is the first thing. Yeah? Yeah, selflessness is the first thing. Then,
what is time now?
15 more minutes.
4:30.
Okay. Okay, then here, now here is the object of yogi, the perceiver. Okay? Object of yogi, the perceiver is selflessness as a person, yeah?Selflessness is a person, yeah? Here, yogi direct perceiver is really, is not somebody is really explained very easy. It's not easy. It's generated by kamabadi and shamatha. Kamabadi, shamatha. You know what is, what is nature of shamatha?
Come
abiding is come here, yeah? What is nature of shamatha? Spatial insight. What is nature of spatial insight? What is entity of spatial insight?
Equipoise.
Yeah, spatial insight is wisdom. Wisdom what? Wisdom means something discriminate.Discriminated by reason, yeah? What is object of spatial insight? Spatial insight understand what?
Emptiness?
Selflessness in person? Yeah. Also emptiness and selflessness in person. Not only emptiness. Even not emptiness. Not emptiness, not understand emptiness can generate spatial insight. Understand.Selflessness is a person. Yeah? Now we understand. Because spatial insight is wisdom. Okay? Spatial insight is wisdom. Wisdom means understand something by reason. Understand what? Selflessness is a person or spatial insight. So understanding selflessness is a person is not easy. First, you have to analyzeAnd then understand by first you have to analyze and make inference, and then you will understand by reason that we call inferential value cognizer. Yeah, first selflessness of a person, first understand by inferential value cognizer, then inferential value cognizer transfer to the direct perceiver.Do you think when inferential value cognizer, okay, I have one question, okay. Inferential value cognizer is conceptual mind, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Why?
Yeah, what's good?
Yeah, it's general, it's kind of general, it's, yeah. Conceptual mind, yeah? Even you say in middle way, in a sutra, it's conceptual mind.Then when when you attain enlightenment, what are you doing? You French your very cognizer. What happened? In French your very cognizer. Yeah, it's become now it's a transfer the direct perceiver. That's why we say the path of sin. Path of sin is first. Continuity of path of sin is inference of value cognizer. Yeah? Yeah, this here just.
I'm confused. When do I need to translate or not?
You are confused my English?
Okay.
Yeah, Masuri Kasuna Kansa Dami Yora. Kansaki Dami.
Yeah,
it's a direct perceiver, yogi direct perceiver, yeah? Yogi direct perceiver generated by what? Shila Sundeji Dingizila.
OK, 我们讲到这个瑜伽限量，瑜伽限量，它主要就是以不共自己不共的真善缘。
Okay.
好，那这个真善缘就是直观，直观双运三摩地。
If you refer to the Hinayana, yogi direct perceiver can be a path of seeing, path of meditation, path of normal learning. Yogi direct perceiver can be path of seeing, path of meditation, path of normal learning. Yeah? Now here is very difficult object of yogi direct perceiver. We say selflessness as a person. Selflessness as a person has two. Usually in other school, in sutra, there's a subtle and coarse. Yeah? Selflessness as a person has two. First one, 当不定啊说干啥大吉让我去去去去往下的期间你不得干啥让家的自由去去去去往下他看到你有的是 selfless person 的来。
好，那一切限量这边可以分为两种人无我那一般可以分为粗品跟细品那粗品的就是常依自在空的普特伽罗无我，然后细品的就是独立是只有空的这种我，普特伽罗无我。
And the two yogic direct perceivers that realize the person to be empty of being self-sufficient, substantial existence. Right, so there are two types of selfless person. And so the first is the emptiness of a person being permanent, unitary, and independent. Right. The second type of selfless persons is the person's emptiness of being self-sufficient, substantial in existence.
我读姐，啊你，哦，他那些工资现在咋的？你叫我送的来呀？你叫我送鱼的来呀？干啥的？大米姐，你大概那些没大吧？没大吧的地当中来个人是？但没大吧的地当中来个月吧的那些的，刚才来个时候都上不来，当过。干啥大吉让我进去住个东王生人大米当不记得他突然聊修学的修学他刚才这些地方来个人是
I missed out one type of yogic direct perceiver
我们瑜伽限量其实在这里还有一个就是呢现证维系无常的瑜伽限量我们中文版就是一直都还是在41页这边就是还有一个无常就是证悟细品这个无常的瑜伽限量那所以一般来讲瑜伽限量有两个对境有两个一个就是呢无常一个就是无我
Right, the first is yogic direct perceivers that realize the person to be empty of being permanent, unitary, and independent. Right, so there is a lot that can be said about this kind of emptiness, right, emptiness of being permanent, unitary, and independent.
刚刚说， If we explain selflessness in a person, maybe it takes time, so it's a little bit complicated. So maybe I'm going to explain next class about selflessness in a person.
Okay. Yeah.
Lily,
我们刚刚有谈到有分出细品，出的就是常意自在空，第二个独立实质有空。那其实要谈到这部分，需要做很多的解释，所谈到常意自在，它的一种种种的形象，所以我们这个下次呢再做解说。
I think maybe today we're going to stop here and maybe a little bit some questions.
You said that we're available. It's on. You said the person has a subtle mind stream that passes from one life to another. Does this, what's it called?
It's like...
Does that person's mind stream also carry the karma with it?
Yeah, karma. Usually we say imprint of karma, this life. Because it's mental. Usually we say previous next life, talking about the continuity of mind, yeah? So mind, continuity of mind or mind is carry the imprint of your action, previous action or this action. If you go next life, continuity of mind or your mind, imprint of this action bring on within your with your mind bring to ness, and then
so this karma though it does it if it is not remembered in the next life, how does that also bring the consequence?
Usually karma doesn't mean, because karma they put seed on your mind, yeah. Then one seed encounter with cause and condition, it will ripen. Just like if you grow seeds in the field, in the farm. When you throw seeds in the farm, then seeds just if you in the farm there is no water. There's no fertilizer. If you just grow in the farm, seed will not grow, yeah? When these seeds encounter with water, the seed will grow, just like it's just like this, yeah? When encounter with something, then it will ripen. It will ripe.
So how
it's really like if you think is a seeds of karma is really like the which seeds we grow in the field from.
So these seeds, they stay with the mind and they continue with it, but they don't grow unless the conditions.
These seeds grow when encountered with cause and condition. With condition, just like I mentioned that if you throw seeds in the form. In the dry form, seed will not grow, yeah? If when you seed grow in the form with water and fertilizer, seed will grow like this. Just like this, yeah. It's good. Maybe you have some easy example? Do you have some example like seeds wrapping karma. It's clear or not clear? It's clear, yeah? Yeah, it's good, yeah. Maybe you think more and more, yeah. First, really, you have to think it's continuity. Continuity. Yeah.
This is a long subject.
It's continuity. How mind will go to continuity, yeah? How mind go continually. Continuity. Yes, you find some example kind of external things and how mind, what we say, disappear. It's just like, it's kind of, we don't say mind disappear, but continuity of mind doesn't disappear, yeah? Just like if you say, oh, Rinpoche disappear. When I die, I disappear. But continuity of me not disappear. Just like house disappear, continuity of house not going to disappear, yeah? Continuity of house going continually, yeah? Do you think? Continuity of house, but shape of house disappear. But continuity of house not disappear, yeah?
Why?
Because continuity of, what is house continuity? Because that we say house continuity. Usually we say house continuity is, what is house continuity? House continuity is house substances. Those substances, kind of rock or kind of those.
Particles.
Or
it disappears too.
Yeah, those rock, shape of those rock, substances of house, substances of house is continuity of house. Yeah? These substances of house disappear. Substances of house is going something, yeah? Become other things, maybe. When you destroy house,
dust.
Become dust.
Is that
an this is substances of house, yeah? When they become dust, is the continuity of house substances or not? Yeah?
We call it a house.
We don't call house. No. It's continuity of house.
Why do you call it a continuity of house?
Only first.
Because this is continuity with the journey. You know, we say we have in our topic class, they have two causes, yeah? Cause of condition. And cause of closer or something. Two causes, what are
substantial cause. Substantial cause and cooperative condition.
Yeah, cooperative condition cause. Substantial cause. Now, okay, you give me example. Vase. What is cooperation condition of vase? And what is substantial cause of vase? Because they talking about purpose of the topic.
我就问瓶子的具身助缘是什么，然后它的进取因是什么。
Because everything has two causes. Cooperation of condition and substantial cause. Now, if like this, what is substantial cause of this? What is cause of condition of this? Cooperation condition of this? Yeah. What is my substantial, my body's substantial cause is? Father and mother's substances is my body's what is it?
DNA.
Yeah, then cooperative condition. Yeah, you just think example like this, okay.
Base, molecule.
have a question. It's actually a continuation of his kind of. So.
We have to do this soon because we have to do this.
So my question is about how we purify karma. So like we don't know what we've done since the beginning of time, and you're saying that the karma is the seeds, like karmic seeds are planted in our continuum, mental continuum. So then when we're purifying karma, are we really purifying the like self-grasping, and the seeds are like the afflictive emotions that grow out of that we react to, and the causes and situations that arise? Is that like what's happening?
Actually, really, we see something doing puja or something, yeah? It's really difficult to purify kind of, what do you say, it's kind of, you have karma that rebirth in a lower realm or something, yeah? Purify karma means, if you don't take out cause of karma, yeah? It's very difficult to purify, yeah? So, but it's maybe, how to say, if help you to kind of temporary prevent to rebirth or something. But just like, I can, those kind of purify of karma, just like I use harsh word to you or kind of bad things to use other people, kind of just like light karma. Those maybe we can or purify by your motivation or something. But is by puja, by only teacher is cannot purify. Because by with teacher and by your motivation is purify. You know? If teacher, only teacher is like me, if I can purify, then there's no more samsara. Then if we say, then if I can purify all those, then to not debauchi is a to not debauchi, which is way to me, chagi mazilla.
诸佛非谁行谁行谁行谁行谁行谁行谁行谁行谁行谁行谁行谁行谁行谁行谁行谁行谁行谁行谁行谁行谁行谁行谁行谁行谁行谁行谁行谁行谁行谁行谁行谁行谁行谁行谁行谁行谁行谁行谁行谁行谁行谁行谁行谁行谁行谁行谁行谁行谁行谁行谁行谁行谁行谁行谁行谁行谁行谁行谁行谁行谁行谁行谁行谁行谁行谁行谁行谁行谁行谁行谁行谁行谁行谁行谁行谁行谁行谁行谁行谁行谁行谁行谁行谁行谁行谁行谁行谁行谁行谁行谁行谁行谁行谁行谁行谁行谁行谁行谁行谁行谁行谁行谁行谁行谁行谁行谁行谁行谁行谁行谁行谁行谁行谁行谁行谁行谁行谁行谁行谁行谁行谁行谁行谁行谁
activities, you know, like, you know, removing a thought, right, in the head. I cannot transfer my realizations to you. The way, you know, I help living beings is by teaching them reality.
Sometimes we have kind of people sick, or sometimes we do puja and it's better. It doesn't mean purify root of karma. But sometimes this is kind of purify, depends really, it really depends their strong faith and teacher's motivation, condition, like. When I do puja, I have really strong motivation towards you, then you have really strong faith. Yeah? And it will help you to reduce your pain or take out your pain. Because if you really have strong faith, oh, Rongji is going to do puja for me and maybe it will be better. If you strong faith, it's kind of change your feeling. When you kind of change your focus on your sickness or something, then it will be better. Usually because before in the Mansak, they also explained this. I just like kind of believe them because they said because in Catholic, in Buddhist, I took one psychology class because they pray for the God, for the Buddha, take out their suffering, their sickness. Why they said, but Buddha or God cannot take out their suffering. How did, what, then when they pray, they sometimes their pain, their sickness gone. Why? Because it means they have strong faith. This strong faith change their feeling. When change your feeling, then you lose focus on your sickness and then it will go away like that. Yeah, that's what I sometimes think, because sometimes when I have stomach, okay, just like sometimes, okay, my stomach is feel no better, okay? If I really think or focus on my stomach pain or something, it kind of grow up more, increase. Or then if I ignore and go somewhere and do something, it's lost. Sometimes it's kind of really, it depends on your focus. If somebody says, well, I'm sick, always think like this, it will getting worse. If you ignore, just like in the example, like in monastery, okay? In monastery, monks, a lot of monks, they have kind of habitat, you got it? Habitat B or C, something, yeah? Habitat, yeah? Habitat, okay? This is very clear in monastery, very clear. It's kind of example. Monk who has really narrow mind, okay, they're too much worried. Some monks, because one time, maybe to get a daughter come in monastery, they found a lot of monks same habitat. A lot of monks. Maybe even in Dorakansa, maybe we have maybe 20 monks. They found, and their daughter said, since daughter said, some monks, okay, get permission from Gyeku, disciplinary monastery, I cannot go to debate class, I cannot go puja because doctor said I have habitat. Then they stay at home, worry about this. Some monks, you know, go to debate class. They don't have problem. Monks who get permission, who doesn't want to go puja, stay at home, think they die minimum. Day by day, I have to just like this. But same disease. I think this is a kind of change focus, feeling. When you have strong faith to your teacher, and this faith and motivation, connection and help you, help to reduce your problem. Okay, Adangela.
Last year,
Okay, let's all. 第三郎国不是有也讲究